steeds misnauwen. En mee begint men dienen te ja. Waarom maar bevan in echte? Aber lo bevan in echte. A schleat that brings a gap from overseas to Eretz Yisrael. And as we saw in the previous part, a schleat that brings a gap must say that the gap was written and signed in his presence. And if he says that the gap was written in his presence, but was not signed in his presence, bifane nechtam, avolo bifane nechtam, or vice versa. The get was signed in his presence, but not written in his presence. Bifane nechtam kulo, u bifane nechtam chetu. Or if he is mad that the get was written in his presence, but only half of the signatures were in his presence, only one of the eidim signed in his presence, the other eight didn't. Bifane nechtam chetu, u bifane nechtam kulo, puzzle. Or if he says, half of the get was written in his presence and it was signed in his presence. Pasul, the get is pasul as the Chacham requires that the Shliach be made b'fane nechtav u'b'fane nechtam without exception. Now in this last case where he says half of the get was written in his presence, that's only if the first half of the get was written in his presence, then the get is pasul. But if he is made that the second half of the get, which is the Ikra get, that's called the Torah get, the main part of the get, which has in it the name of the Ish and the Isha, and the Zman of the get, that's good enough. And it's kasha, the Chachamim do not require that the whole get be written in his presence, just the main part of the get be written, which is the Torah for get, the second half of the get. Echad oimer b'fanei nechtam. The echad oimer b'fanei nechtam, puzzle. If one person says b'fanei nechtam, and a different person says b'fanei nechtam, the get is puzzle. As the Chachamim required that the Shliach himself says b'fanei nechtam, u'b'fanei nechtam, not that the Shliach says b'fanei nechtam and somebody else says b'fanei nechtam. And that's only if only one of these two people is a Shliach. But if both of them are Shlichim, then the get is kosher, as when there are two Shlichim that bring a get, it is not required that they be made b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam. The reason is that we have said in the previous parak, the reason why the Chacham requires that the Shliach says b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam is because maybe the Baal will claim the get is forged, and we're going to need Adam to validate the signatures. And since the get came from overseas, it will be difficult to find Adam to validate the signature. So when there are two shlichim that come from Medina Sayyam, they could validate the signatures. We are not worried that we will not find two Adam to validate the signatures. Therefore, there is no reason to be made b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Now, even according to the other reason that we gave, that he has to say b'fanei nechtav in order to attest that the get was written l'shma, this mission is talking about La'acher shalamdu, after the people in Chutz La'aretz learned the din of Lishma, just the Chacham were geizer anyway, you have to be made of Lishma, because Gzeira Shemayafter Adabla Kokula, maybe they will forget the din of Lishma, but in an unusual case, in a milsa de Lishkicha L'gadra Rabbanan, in the case that's unusual, the Chachamim did not hold up their Gzeira, so it's unusual that two Shlichim will bring a get, so therefore when two Shlichim bring a get, the Chacham were not geizer that they have to be made of Lishma, and therefore they do not have to say b'fanei nechtam, since these two shlichim can validate the get any time it's needed. Shnayim aymer b'faneinu nechtam, ve'echad aymer b'fanei nechtam, puzzle. If two people are made that the get was written in their presence, and one of them is made that the get was signed in their presence, puzzle, the get is puzzle, Rabbi Yehuda machsha, Rabbi Yehuda is machsha. Now again, the reason why this is puzzle according to the Rabbanan is because the Shliach himself has to be made b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. It's not good enough that other people are made. The Shliach himself has to be made. This is only, we're only one of these people, the Shliach. But where there are two Shlichim here, as we have just said, when two Shlichim bring a get from a Dinas Yam, they do not have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Echad aymer b'fanei nechtav, u'shnayim aymer b'faneinu nechtam kosher. If one person said that the get was written in his presence, and two people say that the get was signed in their presence, the get is kosher in this case. As when two people say the get was signed in their presence, they have a din of two Adam. This is a validation of the signatures. Now the vow can no longer taina that the get is forged, since the witnesses on the get have already been validated. Now that is only according to the Mandamer, that the reason you have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is maybe the vow will claim the get is forged. But according to the other reason that we have said, that they have to attest that the get was written l'shma, and the Chachamim only allow the Shliach himself to be made b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam, and here, since there are other people that are helping him out and saying part of the b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, that's not good enough, since they are not shlichim. We have to say that this case is talking about where two of the people here are shlichim, and as we have said, when two shlichim bring a gift from Medina Sayyam, the Chachamim do not require that b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam be said, so therefore it doesn't matter that the shlichim themselves were not the ones that said completely b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. Mesachas Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Nechtav b'yom b'nechtam b'yom. B'layla v'nechtam b'layla. B'layla v'nechtam b'yom kashem. A gift that was written during the day and signed on that day. Or written during the night and signed on that night. Balayla v'nechtam b'yom, kasher. Or if it was written during the night and signed on the following day, it is kasher. As hayom holach achar alayla, the day starts by nightfall. So a get that was written during the night and signed on the following day was written and signed on the same day and is therefore kasher. B'yom v'nechtam balayla, pasul. But if the get was written during the day and signed the following night, the get is pasul. And since when they wrote the get, they wrote the zmana that day, and the get was only finished on the following day, therefore, the get is puzzle as it is predated. A predated get is puzzle. Now, the reason why the Chachamim were mitakin that you write this man in the get is the Chachamim were afraid maybe somebody will be married to his niece and she will be mezana tachtav and he will feel bad for her as she is chayav misa and she is related to him, so he will want to save her from being chayav misa, so he will give her a get without his man. And then when the Edom are made that she was mezana, she will pull out her get and claim that the get was given to her before she was mezana. So therefore, the Chachamim say that you have to write a zman in the get, and you cannot write a predated zman, because then she will also be able to pull out a get with a predated zman and claim that the get was before she was mezana. Rabbi Shimon machsher. Rabbi Shimon is machsher a predated get. Shahay Rabbi Shimon, I'm a kav getin shenechtavu bayom, v'nechtemu b'layla psulim chut megitei nashim. As Rabbi Shimon said, all gittin, meaning all staros, the staros are sometimes called gittin, all staros that are written during the day and signed at night, they are predated. Psulim, they are pasul, except for gittin nashim. Predated gittin nashim are kosher. Now the reason being is Rabbi Shimon Hall, the reason why they were mitakin zman in the get isn't because they were afraid that somebody's niece will be mezana tachta. As nus is not shchiyah, if not shchiyah, then isha will be mezana tachas bala. The reason is a different reason. As the Chachamim gave the Baal a right to eat the peres malug of his wife. If the woman owns property, the Baal is allowed to eat the peres from that property. And the Chachamim were afraid that the Baal will continue taking the peres from his wife after he divorces her and then selling them. And when the Isha tries to get the peres back from the buyers, the Baal will claim that he sold these peres before he gave her the get. And if the get has no zman, there will be no way to see if that is true. So therefore, the Chachamim were mitakin that you have to write a zman in the get. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the zman could be predated. As Rabbi Shimon holds, as soon as somebody starts writing a get to his wife, the Baal no longer has the right to eat peres. So therefore, it makes no difference if the get is predated. As from that day that he writes the get, he no longer has the right to eat peres. So if the Isha pulls out a predated get and claims that the Baal saw peres after the date of the get, she will have a right to take the peres from the buyers from that day, even if the get was only signed much later on, because as soon as the Baal starts running a get to his wife, he no longer has peres, so therefore there's nothing wrong with a predated get, according to Rabbi Shimon.